It's always nice to welcome a new underwriter to Robinhood Radio, and we are welcoming the South Egremont Spirits Shop, which is joining us today. The co-owners are Tom Morrison and Dan Thomas, and we have Tom with us this morning. Tom, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Spirit Shop. You know, in where we live in Connecticut and also with New York and Massachusetts, New York has some different rules for shops and everything like that. Let's talk about your Spirit Shop. First of all, where you're located in Egremont.
Yeah, we're located right on Main Street in South Egremont. We're right next to Mom's Cafe and across the street from the post office.
All right, and how long have you been open?
We just celebrated our one-year anniversary August 6th, so we're a year old now.
All right, so how has the past year been? Has been what you expected or anything different crop up that you didn't expect?
Well, just, like Dan and I like to say, it's been our best year ever.
Okay.
So it's actually gone beyond our expectations. We've had a great welcoming from the community around here, and I think people are starting to kind of get what we're about and what we do, and I think that it's starting to be really appreciated.
Now, how did you wind up getting into this business? Can I ask that?
Well, I've been in the business, between Dan and I, we both have been in the wine industry for over 50 years, so between the two of us, and we've both come at it from different angles. Dan comes from the on-premise or restaurant side of wine. He's a master sommelier, and he was the wine director for Main Street Hospitality and the Red Lion Inn for 10 years. And then I came through it through working in the restaurant business myself to start. I was a bar manager here in Great Barrington for a while, and then once the kids started coming, I decided I needed to get out of the restaurant business, and I got into the retail end of things. And I've also done a couple of stints on the wholesale side. So for been about 25 years on my end in the wine industry on a lot of different sides.
So getting out of the restaurant, you went from 100 hours a week. Now you're probably down to 80 hours a week, and you feel like you've got a break.
Well, I just knew when my 3-year-old was staring me in the face at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there was a second one on the way, that I knew I had to get out of the hubbub of the restaurant.
I love on your website, by the way. You want more information, they're on Facebook, but South Egremont Spirits.com. And if you click on the who are the guys, I love the picture of you and Tom. I have to ask, why did you each pick those pictures?
Well, we wanted to keep it lighthearted, first of all, and that's the key. We wanted to be a casual atmosphere here, and not to be too standoffish at all. Dan and I, that's kind of our attempt at silly humor, I think that Dan, the reason why Dan has a picture of Magnum PI on there, he's a huge fan of the Magnum bottle. He loves the double bottle. So we sell quite a few of those. So that's why we put his. I always used to call him Mr. Magnum because he loved the large format bottles. As far as Kramer's concerned, I just think that it kind of shows off the goofy side that we have.
All right, we are speaking to Kramer right now, Tom Morrison,
yes.
Who is a co-owner.
Yeah.
And the hours of the shop, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 12 to 4?
Yes, yep.
And you offer, in your local area, delivery. Explain what that area is for people that are listening on the radio.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We'll make the trip.
So let's talk about your stock and what you offer and how you offer it.
Well, having been in the industry, I've got a pretty good idea of what the kind of cookie cutter wine shops out there and liquor stores look like and what they're selling and how they're selling it, and what we wanted to do was kind of take a different tact. And really just offer some really great value-oriented wines that are, kind of small production, family-owned. We like to focus on, but we're not exclusively, the organic and biodynamic wines that are out there. We also just want to increase the pleasure of the experience of going wine shopping, I guess is what it comes down to.
All right. Now that you're in it a year, it seems to me, taking a look at your backgrounds and what you've done, is like most successful businesses, you really have integrated yourself in the local community.
Well, Dan has been in the area for 10 years, and being at the Red Lion, he had quite a following going there. And I myself, again, have just I've been living in Great Barrington since 1993, I believe. Yeah, 1993. So we're pretty well entrenched here although we don't live in South Egremont, we do know quite a few people that were here before we even opened up the business. So we do have a little bit of a local, connection to the area, which is nice.
And you're located really right smack dab. Taking a look at you, right smack dab in the middle there.
No question about it. There's really not a whole heck of a lot to the downtown of Egremont, as beautiful as it is. But we're definitely right here in the heart of it.
All right. So now you're in their year. What's the most popular stuff that you seem to offer? And is there anything that people have really taken a liking to that came as a surprise to you?
Not really. I think what we knew we had to establish in the first year or two was trust. I think with our clients, with our customers, so that because you walk into our shop and you don't really recognize a lot of the labels. It's not a lot of the stuff that you see in regular stores. So we had to start with gaining trust. And I think the one thing that surprised us mostly is how quickly that we established that with a lot of folks around here.
I think it's a pretty good idea. But don't you think people, especially around here, like the idea of, wow, I haven't seen that before. Let's give it a shot.
Well, there's definitely that. This is the shop. This is the wine shop for the curious buyer. It's not a wine shop for somebody who likes to have the same, who buys a case of the same wine and likes to drink that wine. They know what they like, and that's what they're going to drink. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that's not our store. That's not the store that we're at. In fact, we have a bit of a symbiotic relationship with one of the stores in Great Barrington, one of the larger stores in Great Barrington, where we, people will come in and they'll ask for a well-known wine that we don't carry, and I will know immediately to point them in the direction of one of my friends who owns a store in Great Barrington. I'll send him right over there. Send that person right there in order to make sure the customer, and that, I think that ingratiates the customer to us and saying, okay, they don't have it, but they know who to go to, and they're not just telling me, no, I don't have it.
We're speaking about, of course, the South Egremont Spirit Shop, and it's more than wines. It's more than whiskey. You also have soda and things like that as well, right?
We do. We have a small line of soft drinks, and we also have a lot of the microbrews. We have a small cooler, a three-door cooler that we keep rotating new and interesting and unique beers and ales from mostly in a kind of a local regional fashion. We try to stay as local and regional as possible with a lot of things, although it's not really a possibility to be completely that way. The cheese and charcuterie that we do offer is all within 20 miles of here. It all comes from within 20 miles of here. Like I said, a lot of the beer that we have, there are a lot of local breweries that we will carry. And we like to rotate to keep the stock fresh and do it new and interesting. And quite frankly, I think the whole concept of the wine store was born out of the beer industry these days, where it's always changing. It's always there's always a new brewery coming up, and that new brewery is coming up with new two or three different brews, and everyone's got to be kind of curious and adventurous when they go out and get some beer these days. So I think this whole shop has that kind of quality to it.
We were talking with Tom Morrison. Tom and his partner, Dan Thomas, run the South Egremont Spirit Shop. Do you do tastings and special events from time to time at the shop?
We do, yeah. We've done quite a few. Every Friday from 4 to 7, we have a complimentary tasting where we've got at least five or six wines that are open and ready to taste. We will also bring in winemakers. We'll bring in regional sales representatives and things like that to explain the wines, but sometimes it's just Dan or myself picking out some fun wines to taste. But there's always something to something happening from 4 to 7. We also offer wine seminars and private wine tastings in our store. We do have an ancillary room that we can do tastings and seminars in. That we've had quite a few of those where people will come in and we'll have a focus on a certain area or a certain style or a certain grape varietal, and we'll kind of taste through a number of selections and talk about them and share them with folks. So we'll do that on a seminar basis. And then we'll do private wine tastings where we'll shut down the store. The store will be shut down. We'll set up tables inside the store itself, and you know, up to 12 people can come in and we'll walk them through whatever kind of wines they want to taste.
Once again, the South Egremont Spirit Shop, right smack dab in Egremont. Once again, 413-429-4901. South Egremont Spirit Shop, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 7 and Sunday from 12 until 4. Is there a telephone number where people want to reach you at again?
Sure, it's 413-429-4901.
I want to thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Congratulations on 1 year in business, 1 year under your belt, and hopefully many, many, many more in South Egremont.
Well, thanks so much for this opportunity. I appreciate it.